Regardless of how green the New Orleans Convention Center is, for the next 2 days, everything inside it will be. Architects, engineers, designers, and the rest of the green build movement descend upon New Orleans this morning to showcase products, meet other professionals, and tour green buildings of the Crescent City. Wagoner and Ball Architects is leading one of these tours.
New Orleans, because of the magnitude of the problems that we have here, the fact that we're on the front lines of land loss and climate change and sea level rise.
Aaron Chang is a planner and designer at the firm. He sees the significance of Green Build choosing New Orleans as its host city.
To have a lot of people come into the city to better understand what we are doing and also what we aren't doing, and hopefully to be candid about ways in which we can do things better.
The value is the exchange. Sure, there's lots to learn by walking down the aisle of exhibitors, showing efficient lighting or kitchen countertops made of recycled stuff. But Chang says there will be chances to compare how places handle challenges differently.
I'm from California, and the issues that we face there in terms of drought, and then here we have an overabundance and excess of water. On top of just the sharing of projects and ideas and technologies, how do people get things done? How does one city become the first to pilot a new kind of system or a new way of handling stormwater or improving water quality, and how can one city learn from the other?
Green Build lets the rest of the world see how New Orleans sizes up in sustainable technology and inspires new ideas as the city continues to brainstorm ways to stay on the map. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.